This is Wild About Utah.
The Wild About Utah archives were one of the first local resources I learned of as a newcomer, curious about the large birds striding across my backyard. So it should come as no surprise to learn that it drew me to Utah Public Radio and the Bridgeland Audubon Society, where I am learning all the time, and so pleased to be contributing to the celebration of 15 years of Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio. UPR and the Bridgeland Audubon Society are a good fit because of our shared interests in uplifting, informing, and connecting our audience to the world, to inspire the mind, engage the imagination, and perpetuate the habit of lifelong learning. Many listeners know that Audubon protects birds and the places they need today and tomorrow. And some know that Audubon holds a vision for a future where birds thrive across the Americas because Audubon is a powerful, diverse, and ever-growing force for conservation. But everyone needs to know that the driving purpose is that when we create conditions for birds to thrive, we create conditions for people and the planet to thrive too. The Bridgeland Audubon Society's Amalga Barren Sanctuary Cutler Marsh Important Bird Area is a prime example of conservation in action. The Bridgeland Audubon Society's 146-acre Amalga Barren Sanctuary Migratory Bird Protection Area includes 1 mile of clay slough, open water for waterfowl, wading birds, and is part of the Cutler Reservoir and Marsh, a globally significant important bird area within the Great Salt Lake watershed. Water in an arid sagebrush steppe provides essential respite for migratory waterfowl, a few species of which are hunted on most other marshland in the region. Pickleweed, bulrush, cattail, and saltgrass provide cover, nesting, and food for birds and small mammals. Additional food sources include water insects, such as water boatmen and water mites. Since 1927, Cutler Reservoir and Marsh have provided nearly 10,000 acres of varied habitat, including open water, lowland riparian, wetland, wet meadow, playa, mudflats, grasslands, and agricultural fields for nesting, wintering, and stopover sites for over 165 species of birds. White-faced ibis, American pelican, long-billed curlew, black-necked stilt, avocet, sandhill crane, Wilson's phalarope, and great blue heron are noteworthy. Cutler IBA stakeholders include PacifiCorps, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources with the 150-acre Bud Phelps Wildlife Management Area, Bridgeland Audubon Society, and the Utah State Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, Bear River Sovereign Land. And I have not forgotten those large birds that stride through my backyard. They're the ring-necked pheasant, a game species introduced to the U.S. from Asia in the 1800s. And it turns out the reason you're likely to see one well-dressed gentleman with a bright red face and a crisp white collar, accompanied by several well-camouflaged females, is that pheasants practice harem defense polygyny, where one male keeps other males away from a small group of females during the breeding season. Another interesting fact is that ring-necked pheasants sometimes cope with the extreme cold by simply remaining dormant for several days at a time. Now, isn't that a clever adaptation? I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am wild about Utah.